This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1438. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded December 9th. Time signals from Argentina, Canada, Russia. Spurs from Brazil and Cuba. CFRX missing. New frequencies from Canada, Chad, Ethiopia, Romania, Spain, UK. Cutbacks at Deutsche Welle. Hong Kong and Senegal on shortwave. Merida, Mexico in Maya. Poland in DRM. And the propagation outlook. During November, WBCQ was airing some archive editions of World of Radio, Monday through Friday at 20:30 UT on 7415. Now that's been changed to Monday through Friday at 2000 UT on 7415. We appreciate their doing this. On one day a week, Wednesday or Thursday, you'll probably hear the latest edition during this time slot, but other days there will be editions from the archive of the last few weeks. So, since we include a lot of perishable material, please be aware of this and pay attention to the program number or the date of recording, which I announce at the beginning of each show. In connection with the new Rio de Janeiro, Brazil time signal station on 9999 kHz we've been mentioning, I was wondering whether the other South American is still active, LOL in Buenos Aires, on 10,000 kilohertz. It so happens that Ike Biervert, who provides the IB shortwave schedules, visited Buenos Aires last August, and the premises of the Naval Observatory tuned in LOL and confirmed they were on the air. He could hear their second harmonic on 20 megahertz, but the signal was not strong at other locations. And according to their website, their schedule is only 1 hour a day at 14 UT. You can find more about it at www.hidro.gov.ar and then look under the list of services for Señales Horarias. In World DX Club Contact, Mike Berkeleff in England says ORF, weekend English programming is not appearing as scheduled from Austria to Europe at 13 to 14 UT on 6155 and 13730. Instead, they're only in German. It's been like this for several weeks. Well, I know I have heard English on 13730 during that hour, but I guess it must have been on weekdays. In any event, it appears there won't be much English, if any, left on Austria shortwave broadcasts after the end of the year. Furthermore, Kai Ludwig tells us that ORF Radio 1476 medium wave will close down at year-end. Harald Zies of the ADXB Club was told that will happen, and this includes the Radio Africa International program on that frequency. However, 1476 will remain available for other stations. On December 6th, around 0700, I was hearing a weak and very distorted Brazilian signal on approximately 11960 kilohertz. They went from a preacher to an ID as Globo to music. So that's Radio Globo in Rio de Janeiro, which is supposed to be on 11805. But it's been reported for months by Brazilian DXers jumping around the band to other frequencies, even above 12,000 kilohertz. You can hardly blame them for leaving 11805 since that frequency has been hijacked by CVC in Chile between midnight and 08 UT, although I suspect Globo is actually doing this unintentionally. Via Herbert Meissner and Wolfgang Büschel, we learn that ORS, the Austrian Broadcasting Facilities Company, has purchased the Bulgarian Broadcast Transmitter Net. This is happening more and more in Europe, where broadcasting facilities are sold to companies in other countries. And this is despite the serious financial situation that ORF in Austria finds itself in. CHUN Canada is finally about to move frequency from 7335, which has faced more and more interference from broadcasters, to 7850. Raymond Pelletier of the National Research Council in Canada tells us the change will go into effect on January 1st. Thus, that will be immediately following the addition of a leap second at the very end of the year, along with other time stations such as WWV and VH, and we assume all others in the world who are keeping up with the times. I mentioned last week that I'm no longer hearing any trace of CFRX Toronto on 6070. Harold Froge in Michigan agrees. Checked around local noon, 1703 UT, December 3rd. He says no hint of them and nothing heard for a few weeks. They'd be booming in here if they were on the air. I think they're kaput again. Bill Hodges in Georgia was surprised to hear one of the few remaining English broadcasts from Radio Canada International, the Hour to Africa at 18 UT on an unlisted frequency, 11805 on December 4th and subsequent dates. It's not on any of the online schedules or not even on RCI's own website schedule, but it appears to be just an additional Sackville frequency to the ones already in use, 13650, 15365, and 17790. Meanwhile, some other RCI broadcasts are not following their own published language schedule. December 8th at 1547 on 9610, I was hearing them in Portuguese and English, even though they're supposedly in Russian during that period. Via Dan Say and Mike Cooper, a story from the December 4th Toronto Star. About 9 years on contracts and no full-time job in sight. While having CBC on your resume might look good, it seems like many organizations, a great many of their workers, are casual and are working without a contract year after year after year. It's quite a long and interesting story about the disappointments of working for the CBC. Chad had been missing from its 60-meter band frequency for a while, but on December 9th at 1609, Zacharias Liangas in Greece says they were back on 4905. Remains to be seen whether they'll be using it morning and evening, and even in the daytime. It seems they switch among two or three frequencies every few weeks, rather than depending on the time of day. But in the mornings, look for it starting around 0430. Ron Howard in California reports hearing again the Zhoushan Maritime Meteorological Radio in China on 3303 upper sideband. He had last heard them September 29th and 30th, but not again until December 5th. They have a 12-minute broadcast at 1400 UT, and they play some music. So does that make them a real broadcast station? By Kenny G, Forever in Love, and then, in Chinese, presumably maritime weather conditions. He couldn't find anything on their website about their shortwave operations. From January 1st, the Voice of Croatia plans to broadcast via Singapore at 06 to 10 UT on 17655 for Australia and New Zealand. I suppose this will replace the long path relay they've been using during those hours via Germany on 11690. The Cuban clandestine, the Radio Republica, is back on WRMI Monday through Friday from 22 to 01 UT on 9955. So once again, the programming which had been filling that time, World Radio Network, is gone, meaning, among others, we will no longer be able to hear Israel relays on shortwave at midnight 30 UT. Furthermore, the Radio Republica evening transmissions via Sackville on 11835 and 9785 have also ended, apparently replaced by these direct broadcasts via WRMI. Under the heading of Equatorial Guinea and None, this about evangelist Tony Alamo. The headline in our local paper, the Enid Eagle, according to the FBI, the evangelist married and then raped young girls. Need I say more? Tomas Mendez in Spain was hearing a strange signal on 11760 in an African language, ending at 1659 UT. This is, in fact, voice of the Oromo Liberation Front, which is Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 16 to 17 UT, and the Senate points out they've added this frequency via Germany, 11760, to the previous frequency, 9695. Quite a controversy in Germany over the Chinese service of Deutsche Welle, which was accused of being pro-Beijing, according to someone who'd monitored the programming, especially during the Olympics. But Deutsche Welle has conducted their own study and rejected these charges. Furthermore, they say that their Chinese service has been jammed. This, however, is not supported by monitoring of the frequencies where the Chinese service is broadcast. Thanks to Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büschel for much more about that appearing in DX Listening Digest. Kai also sends along this: planned changes for Deutsche Welle in 2009. According to a paper issued by Deutsche Welle, their outlook for the years 2010 to 2013, in fact, but for the budget year 2009, reducing the shortwave service of German in Europe by canceling half of the currently used airtime, reducing the DRM service for Europe, keeping a best-of program, probably with partners like the BBC, also canceling about 30 daily frequency hours via VTC facilities, cutting back the current affairs magazines in the German radio program to 3 editions a day, and reducing radio programs in Greek, Polish, Romanian, Bulgarian, Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, Albanian, and Macedonian in favor of online offerings. And Kai also got information about the routing of their program feeds to the transmitter sites. Most of them go from Bonn via a cable to an uplink in Cologne to Hotbird 8, and then to various organizations such as VTC or Radio Netherlands or the Russians or WRN for further distribution to the transmitter sites. However, there's one that's quite different. To get to Sackville, the feed from Bonn goes through Atlanta and Intelsat 9. No shortwave broadcasts anymore from Hong Kong, but if you'd like to hear Hong Kong on shortwave, check out the flight weather station Volmet on 6679, heard by Johan PE9DX in the Benelux DX Club at 1545 UT. That would be on upper sideband, I believe. And no doubt also at many other times, about the same minutes past the hour, but as is the case with Volmet, taking turns with several other stations on the same frequency. Now it's Kyrgyzstan, where there are problems with foreign broadcasters getting relays via local FM, which of course they try to do wherever possible. There are several stories that have come over lately. One headlined, "Protesters Demand Dismissal of Kyrgyz State TV and Radio Chief," which may or may not be related to the other problem. That was on the RFERL website via Dale Park. And then another story from Reuters says BBC Radio and RFERL put off the air in Kyrgyzstan. Thanks also to Dale Park for that one. And Kyrgyz State Radio suspends BBC broadcasts, according to an AP story via Zaharias Liangas. You're listening to the 1438th World of Radio. Check our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. I would like to acknowledge financial support this week, except there hasn't been any lately. Via PayPal, you may use WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Jose Elias Diaz Gomez in Venezuela laments that Candela FM is no longer on shortwave. That's Merida, Yucatan on 6105. However, the transmitter is supposedly still on the air. Candela FM was merely one of their several stations in Merida that they were using as the programming source, but they have made clear all along that they planned, once they got everything set up, to put other programming on the frequency, namely their Maya language station on medium wave 810, which is called Radio Yol Iik, or something like that, in the daytime until 0100, and then switch to a relay of their Mexico City station XENK between 01 and 11 UT. That's all according to their engineer or manager, Bernardo Laris Rodriguez, and also via Julian Santiago. Trouble is, if it's on the air, it's no longer putting out much of a signal. Around 14 UT, I hear a heterodyne on 6105, which may be coming from Merida. In Missouri, Mark Schiefelbein was trying to hear it on December 3rd at 1240, but he says it was only a very weak UNID signal. And Bob Wilkner in Florida reported on December 6th they had a much weaker signal than before, between 1230 and 1310 on 6104.82. Via Media Network, Dave Kernick of Interval Signals Online says Mongolia's public broadcaster, Mongolian National Broadcasting, now has live audio and video streaming of its main radio and TV services from its website, www.mnb.mn. It's mainly in Mongolian and does not include the external service Voice of Mongolia, although there's a little bit of English mixed in with some of the domestic programming. Ron Howard in California reports Myanmar Defense Forces broadcasting station at Tongi on 5770, December 4th until sign-off at 1528 UT. They were in vernacular with pop songs, indigenous instrumental music. Poor to fair reception, the spoken audio is typically lower than the level of the music. Sometimes Anguilla is missing from 6090 and enabling us to hear some of the stations which normally interfere with it, such as Radio Nigeria in Kaduna. This was the case December 3rd until sign-off at 2300. Unfortunately, their signal, although strong, was very distorted. Seems like they were in Hausa, although a bit of Arabic, probably to do with the Quran. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says they are quite distinctive with loud and dirty modulation, heterodyning 6090 almost every day from 1700, and later dominating other channels on the frequency. They're actually on 6089.8. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody reports that, as of December 15th, Polish Radio's external service in English at 1800 will be in the DRM mode on one of its two frequencies. 7345 remains in analog, so that means 6015 is being converted to DRM, despite the fact that China is broadcasting to Europe on both adjacent frequencies, 6010 and 6020, during that hour. Tony Rogers in the British DX Club reports that Radio Romania International has changed one of its frequencies for English at 13 UT, 17745, replaced by 11970, parallel to 15105. This was effective December 5th. Well, as Wolfgang Büschel and I note, 11970 is not a good choice because it collides with WIFR until 1345. And even after that, I find the signal quite weak compared to the Romanian language transmission at the same time on 11940. They're from two different transmitter sites and with different azimuths, which may explain that. On his Beverage Day expedition in the Bois d'Arc Conservation Area in Missouri, Mark Schiefelbein reports hearing RWM, the time station in Moscow, Russia, on 4996 at 1219 UT, December 3rd, time pips, tones, etc., under WWVNVH, but clearly audible, and of course, 4 kilohertz away from them, They had CWIDs for RWM at 1239. This was a gray line path. Nothing heard on their other frequency, 9996. Further advice from Robert Kipp about reporting to Radio St. Helena. The new postal route works. It is better to omit the words South Atlantic Ocean so as not to confuse your local post office. Make certain your letter reaches the United Kingdom. The PO in the UK knows very well what to do with the letters, but be certain to include sufficient return postage inside your letter of at least 3 IRCs or US dollars or 5 euro or British pounds. And be sure to put sufficient postage on your letter. You need airmail to the most remote country in the world, even if you are in the UK. From the US, that means 94 cents. And note this, do not expect any St. Helena 2008 QSL cards to be posted before next July. This delay is standard as the cards have to be designed and printed, and then there are a lot of them to fill out and dispatch. More reports of reactivated Solomon Islands, including this from Jerry Lenneman in Waco, Texas, December 7th. Tune in at 0550 UT to 9541.51. Reception improved slowly, but there was an annoying splash from Cuba, 9550. He says SIBS in Haniara had good quality audio, even though just above the noise floor. BBC News at 0601, followed by a BBC program. Reception continued past 0700. News on the hour in Pidgin and English. Spain keeps changing frequencies for its broadcasts around 22 and 23 UT in Spanish. On December 3rd until 2306, I was hearing them on 9690, which I think must have been a mistake. They're scheduled on 9640, switching to 9620 at 2300, but they were not heard on either frequency on that occasion. Furthermore, they previously used 9630, and in fact, I was hearing them on that frequency on December 6th at 2205. Thanks to Mustafa Cankurt in Turkey for news about some significant changes to TRT's domestic service on medium wave and long wave. Some of the high power transmitters have been cut back to only a few hours a day. The following are operating only from 0400 to 0800. 891, 630, 1062, and 954 kilohertz. And from 11 to 1300 only, the megawatt on long wave 162. Furthermore, a couple of stations have closed down completely. 1017 and 243 kilohertz. We keep running across BBC World Service and its fragmented schedule. Certain frequencies only on the air for 1 hour a day. 7445 is on from 21 to 22 via South Africa. And on both December 8th and 9th, we were hearing BBC World Service around 1430 on 9625, colliding with CBC Northern. Trouble is, this frequency is supposed to be occupied by Channel Africa. Apparently, Myerton is transmitting BBC instead of Channel Africa, possibly by mistake. In the past, Voice of America has been very stingy about sending out its annual calendar to Americans who are paying the bills. But now they've made it available in PDF form so you can print it yourself from their website. For 2009, there are good black and white portraits of 12 VOA broadcasters in various languages, and I noticed that most of them have faces made for television and not just radio. Of course, VOA is now television as much as possible. Go to voanews.com and see if you can find the calendar link. From something called mountainrunner.us via kimandrewelliott.com, we learn that the Smith-Mundt Act will be discussed on 13 January. This occurred in 1948. It'll be held at the Reserve Officers Association in Washington, D.C. The act was distorted into a barrier of engagement from its propaganda and counter-propaganda intentions. It transformed into an anti-propaganda law for reasons that had little to do with concerns over domestic influence and far removed from the original intent. The firewall has never been extensively explored and debated, the effects of which are broad and deep. It's believed by some to cover the activities of the State Department, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, Defense, the Agency for International Development, and more. Namely, as far as shortwave listeners are concerned, that's the excuse for VOA not sending out calendars or anything else to domestic listeners. Fritz H. Prentice complains that KTHV, the CBS TV affiliate in Little Rock, Arkansas, practiced censorship by not carrying the recent Victoria's Secret fashion show, even though it was carried by all the other CBS affiliates in the area. He says, once again, Central Arkansas gets yet another black eye. How often must the people of this state have to put up with such paternalistic nannyism? Why should responsible adults have to suffer because a few religious right pressure groups caterwaul, bitch, and moan? Here's another station which apparently was running day power at night, WGIV 1370 in Pineville, North Carolina. Heard December 2nd at 6:45 p.m. Eastern by Joe Miller in Michigan in the NRC list. Paul B. Walker says, I think they did not drop power. And Powell E. Way in South Carolina says, this station got a serious fine for not cutting power. It took my friend with another 1370 station almost a year of screaming at the FCC to get their Norfolk office to do anything. They got fined and still, afterwards, a lot of nights either did not power down or were many hours late. If the FCC would actually do something about compliance, the band would be better. They no longer do anything about audio quality as long as it's not splattering all over. They ought to go back to requiring audio proofs and being correct from studio to transmitter. Well, those unhappy with how the FCC operates may be in for some improvement. We've learned that the Commerce Committee of the House of Representatives is investigating the FCC. The FCC's treatment of power line communications is one of many cases reviewed. The report issued in PDF would never have seen the light of day under a Republican majority. On several medium wave lists, Saul Chernos issues a medium wave challenge for 950 kilohertz. Neil Wolfish in Toronto has been trying to identify the station on 950. He hears just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time every morning a woman singing the Star Spangled Banner. Here's another country with no shortwave broadcasting, but you can hear air traffic control from Dakar, Senegal on 6535 upper sideband, reported by Harold Froge, Michigan of MARE at 0223 and at 0417 working aircraft. Now is the time for daytime medium wave DX in the North Temperate Zone. Jerry Lenneman in Texas was hearing WHAS 840 Louisville at 1:30 p.m. Central. And XEN 690 Mexico City. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 9th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on December 22nd, 15 and 4 on January 1st. Solar flux steady at 70. And that's World of Radio 1438. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.